What do you think precipitated the announcement, Bruce, to just shoot them down, though? What had happened?
Well, in 1952, you had literally tens of sightings, many tens of sightings coming in each day when it reached its peak in the last week, sort of July 1952. That was also the time when on two weekends, objects were detected on radar and seen flying around over the national capital, Washington, D.C.
Right over the White House, as a matter of fact.
In restricted areas where they were picking these things up. This is again described in a paper which is entitled Year of the UFO. If you go down my website to the Year of the UFO, then you will find out what happened during that period of time. And one can well imagine that the people who had inside knowledge were panicking that this was going to be the War of the Worlds in their face. Now, the third thing that Linda had talked about, which is on my website, is White Sands. At White Sands, we have documents showing that they detected objects flying at 150,000 feet that were 30 feet in diameter and traveling at high speed. Well, we didn't have anything at that time that could go up and fly at that altitude. Nevertheless, these are recorded on film, what known as cine theodolite devices, which are telescopes that record their images on film, and they were being used for tracking rockets to figure out exactly the trajectory of rockets. And after one of the rocket launches on the 27th of April, 1950, they actually got a triangulation, which allowed them to determine the height and size of the objects. I call this the White Sands proof. If you scroll down my front the web page, you'll see White Sands proof, and I say it's been in front of our noses for years. However, it was neatly covered up by the final report of Project Twinkle.
Linda, can I make a comment on this?
Please.
I'm from Canada. We don't have any crashes. We also really don't have a military, which would sort of indicate that part of it has to do with the military actually getting some success at shooting them down.
And this is Grant Cameron speaking.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead, Grant.
Wilbur Smith, who ran the Canadian government program, told the story numerous times. His son has verified he saw the piece, stated that he had a piece from the 1952 overflight, that the Navy had shot a piece off a two-foot UFO. And he maintained, and a number of people saw this, and basically confirmed that 1952 was a very important incident, the overflight of the White House, because it's one thing to have UFOs flying over Fargo, North Dakota, or Los Angeles. It's another thing to have them over the White House. This is like takeover. This is the center of power. And there's even a story, we actually have the audio tape of Frank Edwards, who was sort of like a sort of the George Norrie of the 1950s, had a huge audience, and he tells a story that indicates that it was actually told to him by Albert Einstein, that that Albert Einstein actually went to the president because there was the shoot-down order, and he'd actually gone to the president and told the president, Mr. President, if they have the technology to get this far to our world, they'll know what to do when they get here. So there was a number of people who had written letters to the president in 1952. They're at the Truman Library. People telling the president, don't shoot them down. And the last thing I'd like to sort of mention is, I think Stanton Friedman has a case where they actually he has documented with a Cuban pilot being shot down by a UFO. They were chasing it, and it was picked up by the U.S. Intelligence people. And there was a lot of FBI involvement and a real stir over this case that Stanton Friedman had, where they actually were listening to the pilot as this whole thing occurred.